It's Lo. Welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. We're so happy to have you guys listening to the show. And if you haven't subscribed yet or left us a comment on iTunes letting us know how we're doing, please give us a review. We would love that.
Love it.
As you know, usual, I'm here with my two best friends, Greta and Jilly. Say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys, my voice is a little gone. I'm sorry if I sound a little husky this week.
I've been into it.
You summered in Nantucket.
I know. I just got back from being in Nantucket, and I had the best time. I grew up going there, and I love it so much. And I was there with my sister, and I brought my friend Sasha, who had never been there before. And we were there with our friend Lily, and we just drank a bunch of wine and danced a bunch.
Greta went so hard that she got to my house like a half an hour ago and was like, I think I'm gonna barf.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the best.
It's also Tuesday, so
I know
she's got like 2 day hangover.
Well, I'm not really feeling hungover. I'm more so just feeling really tired.
Yeah,
you know, it was a relaxing vacation in the sense that I definitely was like my brain was checked out, but I was also just destroying my body,
detoxing.
So now I just need to get it all together.
I understand. We have two really exciting guests on the show today, listeners. We're super excited to have them. They are the founders of Lola. We have Jordana Keir and Alex Friedman on the show. Hi, gals.
Hi.
Hello.
We're so excited to have you guys. Greta has a Lola tampon in her right now.
I do. I have a Lola tampon in my vagina as we speak.
You're wearing Lola.
You guys are inside of me, as we said before we started
that
recording.
That makes us happy. Their ideas and dreams are inside
I know.
Of you.
It's cool. I love it.
Yeah. So you guys, Lola's awesome. 100% cotton tampons. The applicator is BPA free. There's like no synthetic dyes and bleach and weird shit that these huge tampon brands have. So we're so excited to have you guys on the show. We love having female entrepreneurs on the show that are breaking new ground. And the feminine hygiene space is really interesting to us. We think it's a space where there's like a lot of growth potential, and we love talking about it because mm-hmm. we all have vaginas.
Yeah. And we all use tampons.
It's true.
You guys should come join our team. That's literally all we do is talk about vaginas.
That sounds really nice.
I would like to
come for a day.
Okay.
And join the team for a day.
Greta's like, I have a lot of opinions, a lot of things to say about my vagina.
I do. I have a lot of vagina opinions. And I've used a lot of different things in my vagina.
Do you want to tell us about them?
Well, we were just talking about the Diva Cup.
What is a Diva Cup?
Ladies.
Oh, well, a Diva Cup is typically a silicone-based reusable cup that is flexible, and you insert it into your vagina, and it essentially just collects the blood throughout the day, and then you take it out, you wash it.
How do you wash it? Like under the sink, or do you put it in like your dishwasher?
You dump the blood.
You dump it in the sink, and then there's a special cleaner that comes with it, or you
okay.
can boil it.
But like, yeah. how do you know if it's
boil
really
it?
Clean? Like that's what I would be afraid of like it not being really clean if I'm reusing it. Like I don't want to like reuse things and put them like back inside
it's
of me.
Really easy. Well, it's
that
like,
scares me.
It's basically transparent, so you can it's not fully transparent, but you can see when you clean it.
But it like doesn't it get dirty over time?
Well, over time.
Yeah, doesn't it collect dust? I don't know. I'm
no,
confused.
No, it comes with a nice little bag. It comes
we're
in a nice
here
little
to
pouch.
Advertise for, but yeah. it does come with a nice little bag yeah. that you keep it in with a little drawstring.
It's not
it's
as good as tampons.
And satin.
But I will
it's
say,
not as good as
to bring it back to what Lola does, the Diva Cup was too much for me. I like just couldn't fuck with it.
It just seems like,
I mean, look, if you're at like a concert, for example, which is when I really was like, this is a wrap. You just can't. I don't know.
You can't like and dump it out and clean it
well,
and put it back
like,
inside
what are you gonna
of
do?
You.
You're
at,
in a fucking porta potty.
At like a Kanye concert, you're like, what?
Exactly. Yeah. So like tampons for me are, and for all of us, like Jilly was saying, are what we all use. And I think that it is so cool that you guys have started a tampon company and applicator, because there are a lot of natural tampons
that do
that
not
are, like,
have an applicator.
That don't have an applicator and that like aren't absorbent, I've found.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Well, and so, I mean, to really just jump back to like when we originally started this company. Also, Alex, you are so close to me and it's beautiful, but you're like, okay, this is beautiful. We're sharing a mic, everyone. So, I mean, we've been all using tampons for years and years. Like, I mean, collectively, Alex and I have been using them for like 30 years or something crazy. And we never thought about what was actually in them. You know, you're typically given a box of tampons by your mom. You don't think twice about what she's been using because you trust her. And so for years and years, we were using things that we just really had no insight into what actually was inside the tampon. And it was going into our body, and your vagina is your most absorptive part of your body. And so to us, that was just a real awakening of like, okay, we, you know, these brands that are on the market don't speak to us. We're always running out to the drugstore, you know, not prepared, bleeding in our underwear. And oh, also we have no idea what's in these products. Just there were so many different factors that made it so obvious that this whole industry was ripe for a big change.
What moment, like what happened that like, when did the light bulb turn on for you guys? Did you have some sort of like aha moment of like, oh my God?
So the original concept was really just delivery, and it was, we should get our tampons delivered every month the same way we get everything else delivered. Got this it. Is a need, you know, every 28 yeah. days we know we need this, and somehow we're always unprepared.
No one ever like runs or and, no one ever has like a yeah, huge stock of them in their ever. House and it's or, like prepared, you know what
I
mean?
We have them and we make a mess of them. Like I put 3 in this purse and 4 in that purse and they're like in the closet and I just can't find them when I need them.
Right.
But then we started doing some research into what was on the market and what specific tampons we wanted to sell, and we realized we actually couldn't figure out what was in the brands that were sold on the market. So the mainstream brands don't disclose all of their ingredients because the FDA doesn't require them to. And that was really the aha moment where we were horrified and couldn't right. believe we didn't know what was in a product that was going inside us and needed to change it.
And not only like going inside of you, going into like the part of your body that also is supposed to create life.
And it's also
which is like even crazier.
It stays there for like 6 hours. Like it really lives inside of you for like a good portion of your day. So it's like very important yeah. to know what is inside of you.
Think about how many hours is spent in your lifetime with a tampon inside
I know,
of you.
I know. So crazy.
Like that's so crazy. You guys should do the math and you should add that to your marketing.
It's be true. Like, and it's like 3 to 5 days out of every month.
Right.
It's like, so then do that like by month. 24 right. hours.
From when you're 12 to when you're 50.
Right. Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Ha ha, I just came crazy. Up with your new marketing thing. Yay!
We've
for
been
me.
Looking for a good infographic. That's a good one.
That, okay. that is a really good one. So, because the question is, if you're spending X amount of hours every year, why do you want a guest in your vagina that you don't know what's going on
yeah,
with
an
them?
Unknown guest.
It's true. It's like having a stranger in your home that's wreaking havoc and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
And do you guys, what are some of like the main health concerns from using, I guess, non-organic or non-cotton, 100% cotton tampons?
Yeah, I mean, the scary thing about it is that there isn't that much history of data and clinical studies around the products that are currently on the market. And I think for us, in absence of any real hard data that says, like, anything is good or bad, we prefer a natural product. You know, to us, like the thing that's really scary about all of it is that it's pretty self-regulated. So big brands will, you know, maybe come up with a new type of chemical that they can put into the product because it helps with absorbency, or, you know, you don't have to change it all that often. And then they basically go to the FDA and they say, okay, we've tested it and it's totally fine. And the yeah. FDA is like, cool, okay, put it on the market. And to us, like, that just is not, there's no system of checks and balances that make us feel good. You know, we use a third-party tester. We want to make sure that whatever we're selling is 100% cotton. You know, cotton is a natural fiber, and if it works just as well, like, why not use that?
Yeah. The crazy thing, too, about, like, tampons is I feel like there hasn't been any sort of, like, that many changes over since, like, they first created one. Has, like, hasn't it been like such a long time before there's even been another option?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Pearl came on the market in, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s.
I remember when Pearls came and
it was like a game changer.
Oh my God, a pearl. It was yeah. like, it was like a pearl. It was like a literal pearl.
Right. I know. I mean, I think the crazy thing to us is more around the branding. Like, the branding has not changed for decades. So true. You know,
it's always ugliest boxes.
It's ugly. Well, it's that. Stale. It's like
girls
it's
like pink. Having the best time of their life on their period,
bleeding
like,
blue.
What?
Yeah, I love that. I love when they're like, "Look, we're gonna test this liquid on this pad," because your period blood is blue, like Windex. Like, what is that? Also, blood is not the same like viscosity as Windex. It's not like I'm like have a faucet of like red water coming out of my vagina.
You're totally right.
It's weird.
Also, I'm really impressed that you just said viscosity.
Thank you.
It's a really good word.
Thank you.
Greta's really smart.
I'm really smart, guys.
Really smart.
Where do you manufacture your tampons? How did you go about like sourcing all this? So once you developed your business model, which was a subscription-based company, then obviously your business tremendously shifted into then manufacturing something. So how did you guys deal with that? And how did you guys, you know, figure it all out?
Yeah, so we manufacture in Europe. We work with a partner that's been manufacturing tampons and other hygiene products for, you know, 50 plus years. They've been an amazing partner to us. And once we manufacture in Europe, we bring all the products over here where we pick and pack the boxes individually. So if you go on our site, you can actually customize a box of 18 tampons to whatever mix you want. So if you want two lights, one regular, and 15 supers, you can get it.
It's like a box of Sprinkles cupcakes.
Exactly. It's really whatever you want. And that Love was important it. To us because, you know, I kind of lived my life with a closet full of supers just because I'm relatively light and I could never find light tampons.
Girl, I wish I had access to that closet.
Yeah, Alex likes to show off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm pretty light. No big deal. But we really wanted it to be a fully customized experience. So we pick and pack each box individually and you can change over the course of your subscription what you're getting. So eventually over time, you really figure out your number and the right thing arrives for you every month.
I'm so impressed that you guys do a customizable pick and pack because the cost of that is so expensive. Because in traditional fulfillment, so like listeners know, if you order something from a company, typically it costs, you know, 25 cents or 10 cents or 5 cents or even more than that per item that the person has to pick off the shelf and put into the box. And so I'm just impressed from a perspective of being a startup that you guys like plowed through that and figured out how to solve the solution of like the cost associated with pick and packing to customize every single box. So it's really impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really important to us to make it happen because everybody we talked to, you know, wanted what they wanted. And so did we. And we wanted to build that into the model that we were building the business for us and for our friends and for all the women we knew. And we wanted to try and solve, you know, all of the issues we had with feminine care. We wanted a better product. We wanted to know what was in it. We wanted a natural product, but we wanted it in a plastic applicator because that was what we both used. Mm-hmm. We wanted the box to look beautiful and we wanted it to be the assortment that we cared about delivered to our door.
Yeah.
So we did it all at first.
The boxes are really beautiful. I'm staring at them right now and they're like I want them.
Oh my God, I have one.
They're so elegant.
I want them to be in my bathroom. I want to have them really like elegant next to my toilet.
I have a box under my sink right now.
How did you guys decide on the name Lola?
So Lola, there's kind of two stories. One is we wanted to name the company something that did not remind you at all about your period. Yeah. You know, to us, Lola is this girl who's like smart and kind of sassy and is that girl who kind of always knows, like has an answer for like, you know, any type of awkward or embarrassing question you may have. Like she's like the one who knows everything.
Yeah. She's like your homie.
And so, but it's also the name of my husband's late grandmother who was just this like badass woman who like went to college in the 1920s and like also hated tampons, which is my favorite fact. but she just like, I think that in combination with the fact that the name evoked a very strong, sensible, educated, sophisticated woman who's also really relatable, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer.
They're also like not intimidating to me. Like if I got this package as like a 13-year-old girl, I wouldn't feel like, I don't know. Sometimes when I buy tampons now that aren't Lola... If I the past tampons I've bought, that aren't Lola, it's like so like bright and in your face and just like neon. So intense that I feel like it's definitely like very intimidating. It's also like when you're first buying tampons as like a young kid at a store, it's kind of embarrassing until you get comfortable with it. So it's like nice that you're offering this because, you know, having it being delivered to your door means that these like young children or like young kids that are just getting their period, they don't have to necessarily take that step yet. You know what I mean? You're already like experiencing something new and growing through a crazy change, and to like have to avoid the awkwardness of that is great.
When I first got my period, my mom was not home and I did not know how to use a tampon. And so for like an hour, I walked in around my house, like the tampon in, but also like the plastic applicator in me, because I couldn't figure out how to use it.
We can't tell you how many times we've heard that story.
My mom wasn't home.
Do you guys like do you have like a direction thing on your site of like how to use a tampon?
We have like a little info packet that comes in the box.
Oh, cool.
And we have instruction on the site, because the applicator that we have right now is actually compact.
Right.
And some women haven't used compact, so you have to extend it.
Oh, yeah.
And then push it back in. Yeah.
I want to talk about TSS, because, you know, there was that girl, I guess, at the University of Michigan or something, who was hospitalized because of the tampon.
Yeah, somebody recently, died from it.
Yeah, and
it was in the news.
And I think that, I was always raised to believe that, TSS was, so rare. And, you know, it's the chances of you getting it are so slim. But now I was reading more about it, and a huge reason why TSS even happens is because of all the chemicals that are in tampons. And they're saying that it's mostly your body's reaction to not being able to handle the chemicals that are in the tampon. It's not the fact that you're retaining your own body's blood in cotton, you know what I'm saying? Something that's coming from inside of you it's not like you're getting it out of you, mixing it with something, and then re-ingesting it. It's just staying where it's from. So, I mean, you guys probably have had to have done a lot of research on TSS and what it all means. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So TSS is base staph infection.
Is it really?
Yeah. So it's
like,
you know,
spreads all over your body.
Breeds,
yeah.
It can be caused by a lot of things. So, you know, half of TSS cases are completely unrelated to feminine care.
Interesting.
But there's a very small risk of TSS. You know, there aren't a high number of people that get TSS in the U.S. on an annual basis. But basically, when TSS is associated with your period or tampon use, the reason it happens is that when you have highly absorbent fibers, typically synthetic fibers inside your vagina, it can breed bacteria and put your body into shock.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, the FDA and all tampon companies obviously recommend that you use the lowest absorbency possible and that you change your tampon frequently to make sure that you're being really careful to try and lower the risk factor.
And how often do you think, how long can you leave a tampon in you? Because let's say you're going to bed at 11:30 and then you wake up at 7:00. Is that too long? Should you be waking up in the middle of the night and changing your tampon?
This is a debate in the, sorry.
Are you okay, girl?
I'm fine.
She's feeling very passionate about this.
I'm excited. I'm really
so excited about this question.
About the time that you need to change your tampon. This is a debate in the Lola office, because some of us use the FDA recommends changing it every 4 to 8 hours. Some women can use it for longer. I mean, we're not endorsing this. But some women have said, you know, look, I use my tampon for 10 hours and then I take it out. It's not recommended, but it's certainly, I think it's case by case. It really is whatever makes you comfortable. Somebody in our office, I think, sets an alarm in the middle of the night she needs to change it. But that could also be when you're really heavy,
My body wakes
me up too.
Me too.
I'm like, oh fuck, I have to get out of bed and run to the bath.
I do that too. It's crazy.
How do you guys feel about the Super Plus and the Super Plus Plus tampons, which I just saw? I think Playtex.
They're Super Plus Plus?
Yes. They're like,
what color is that?
Well, if you have a wide set,
is that
vagina and heavy flow? I love that. I love when people are like, well, she just has a wide set vagina and heavy flow. It's like, fuck off, whatever man developed that saying in 1971.
I think it was actually Tina Fey and and Mean Girls?
No, that's like Tina Fey and Mean Girls was actually making fun of that. But that concept of people having wide set vaginas and having like bigger vaginas and this and that is a real concept that people think is true. And like, I think that that's so fucked because that's not fucking true at all. No one has a bigger vagina than the other fucking person.
We can't tell you how
unless
many.
Unless you've had like 9 children.
No, your vagina goes
back. Your vagina
back,
retracts.
It's elastic. Like right after. It's a muscle.
Right
that, like,
after, I meant.
When you are
retracts,
dilated.
Right when you're having a child, your vagina is bigger.
Yeah, then elastic. You have a wide set
for
vagina.
Sure. Then it goes back.
Yes. Well, so we can't tell you how many male investors we talked to who were like, why are there different sizes? Like, is it because of the different size vaginas? And we were like,
oh my God. No.
You're like, no, only condoms do that.
Exactly. We should have brought you to our pitch meetings.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
That's hilarious.
But I do want to know how you guys feel about the super plus plus tampon thing because, you know, that is a fucking big wad of stuff going in your vagina.
I mean, we have friends who have really, really heavy periods and need super plus.
I have a really heavy period and I like sometimes need to wear a super plus, but I always think to myself when I'm do it or the super plus plus, I'm like, the concept of that sounds cool for when I have a really heavy period, but also kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like staying on top of changing it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, it's typically, I don't know, I feel like my body kind of tells me when the tampon feels full and it's like ready to, or I'm just like bleeding in my underwear you know, then going to the bathroom. But it really is like a personal thing.
I always thought like if I'm going to the restroom, like if I'm going pee, I always just change my tampon.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm like that. I don't know. I can't like leave it in and then.
Yeah, I change every time I go to the bathroom.
I'm like,
the key is natural fibers though, obviously. Yeah. So like if you have a super plus tampon, you know, it's more important to be thinking about what's in it because you have more of the fibers in your body.
Got it.
Right. So that's just something that I would be thinking about.
More breeding ground for crazy. Yeah.
The crazy thing to me is like, you know, so in the 70s and 80s, there were a lot of women who were dying from TSS because a lot of these big companies had very, very highly absorbent products on the market. And then the FDA basically went to them and said, you guys have to take these off the market because like it's a real health problem or a health hazard. But here's what we'll do. We'll just put like a disclaimer on the box that says, you know, use the lightest tampon for your flow for that day.
I've never even read that before.
We're required to put it on the box, like an attention, you know, a disclaimer. But the crazy thing to me is like, we're not required to put ingredients.
Yeah.
Like that just seems like if you're going to go ahead and, you know, require companies to kind of put warnings on the box, also force them to put their ingredients. And so you'll see, and when you go to a store, like it'll like on these big brands, it'll say this product may contain, and it's like cotton, rayon, polyester, polyethylene, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, does it or does it not? Like, I don't go to a restaurant and like not know what I'm ordering.
Yeah. Right.
That's like someone being like, well, you may be pregnant. We can't tell you.
Yeah, but it's exactly.
Like, it's just like how nutrition labels don't have to tell you how much sugar is in anything and like what that daily value percentage is.
But they just changed that.
I think I was going to say, like, I think it actually is changing right now, which is a huge step forward for mankind.
Yeah, because I agree with that.
Sugar is the number one reason why people gain weight and get sick, like more than anything else. But sorry to like totally go off track, but do you know that there's like so many grams of sugar in a jar of like pasta sauce buy at the grocery store? It's like eating 8 Snickers bars.
It's crazy. I'd rather eat 8 Snickers bars too.
True. Do you guys have like, are you trying to get like some of those things changed? Like, are you trying to contact like the FDA and get them to change any of their
policies?
Yeah, on the tampon boxes, or do you think that will ever be able to like happen?
Yeah, I mean, we've been speaking with Carolyn Maloney, who is a big proponent of ingredients transparency. I think it was like a year ago we went down to DC and talked to her or to her team about, she's been trying to introduce a bill to Congress to force the FDA to, you know, make all of these companies provide all of the ingredients transparency. It's just like really tough. Like
for sure.
Nobody, it's kind of sad. Like people yeah. are like, look, we care about Homeland Security, but it's like, okay, well, what about the security of my vagina?
Yeah.
We just need ladies to be in charge of
everything. But it's also, I guess I don't even mean if you guys are, what do you think, I kind of like, what do you think it will take to be able to change that? We'll just be like, Congress will have to pass
Hillary
a bill.
Being president.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, part of what we're trying to do also is make women choose with their wallets, right? If more and more women continue to purchase natural products that have the full ingredient list
definitely.
On the side, the big companies will have no choice. So we're coming at it both from the business perspective and the policy perspective.
For sure.
The business perspective, we're making more inroads. Like, it's right. very hard on the policy perspective. Yeah. There are people who have been working on it for decades and it hasn't gone anywhere. And a big piece of that is that the people that are making the legislative decisions are men who are either aren't comfortable talking about this topic or frankly don't care.
Yeah.
But on the business side,
it's like, do I need to remind them that they've come from a vagina? That's like how I feel about so many guys. It's like, oh, lest you forget that you were once a little semen in your dad's balls and then you grew
that's
in
the exact
vagina.
Language that we use every day.
I would be so mad. What does a box of Lola tampon, the price of it compare to a normal, but compared to like your average
drugstore
brand? How would you compare that?
So the one box costs $10 and that includes shipping.
Oh, wow. So that's like the same pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, so like a box at the drugstore is probably about $8. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for an additional $2, you're getting a natural product. You're getting a customized assortment to your body, your needs, and also the convenience of not having to run out and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is great.
And two boxes for the price of $18. So it's actually even a better deal.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. And also before, I mean, this is, I want to mention this and we'll mention it again at the end of the episode, but our listeners, there's a promotion for anybody listening to this episode where, let me see, I have it right here. I have it. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Sure. So you can go to our website, www.mylola.com. And at checkout, you can enter the code LADYLOVIN, LADYLOVIN, for 60% off your first order. And it can either be a one or two box order. You'll get 60% off either way.
Woohoo! You guys, that's so great.
So everyone
Thank
should
so
do it because it's
that.
Really, really, really cool. And they're pretty.
Yeah, they are really pretty.
So pretty.
I like that when you open the box, it says, "This too shall pass."
Yeah, and that's very funny.
And until it does, we're here for you.
I also like that you use blue, the color blue, for your packaging.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's funny. Really pretty. It's funny, too, in so many of, like, tampon advertising that, like, the woman on the box is active, as if, like, being active is harder to have your period, like being a woman in an office, it's also equally shitty having your period. Like,
yeah. Just being a woman having your period is just as shitty no matter
it's
what
it's always
the
a figure of like a hot pink lady playing tennis.
Yeah. Or like leaping.
Yeah.
Like doing like a sachet.
She's able to do the splits because she's wearing a tampon.
Right.
It's totally.
So weird.
It was kind of amazing when we were first starting out, taking a step back from like, what was this industry about, what were they trying to tell us, like what was their branding, who did they think we were, and so when we first started, you know, building this company, it was a lot of just like talking to as many women as we could. Like we did like 15 focus groups all around the country. Like our friends of friends just like brought together groups of women, and you know, even just having women take a step back and be like, yeah, why is this my behavior, what, like, you know, I'm on top of my shit like 80% of the time, but mm-hmm. like this seems like a pretty easy thing yeah. to just like own. And why do these companies still talk to me like I'm 12?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like even that stupid ad where it's like the women laughing and eating salads. It's just like
totally
how women are portrayed in these situations is just like insane. It's like that's not real.
Yeah. I have a couple questions about your guys' business and how you got started. A lot of our listeners love to hear the stories of how female entrepreneurs actually get their start and have success. So maybe you can talk us through sort of the process of fundraising and how you guys actually formed a business, because it's really hard to do.
And what your backgrounds were. That's what I want to know too.
I can start with fundraising.
Yeah.
So basically when we decided to start the business, we knew we needed to do a lot of consumer research to understand whether there was really a need for this type of product and brand. And so we spent probably 6 months talking to as many women as we possibly could, doing massive surveys, understanding behavior, really making sure that things like customization, delivery, new branding mattered to women, and also really making sure that women truly cared about what was in this product, even though they had never thought about it, mm-hmm. bringing that question to their attention. Do you know what's in your tampon? And hearing the reactions to see if that drive to change existed once they realized they didn't know what was in their tampons. And so together, you know, we were traveling all over the place, met as many women as possible. And once we had determined that this was a really valid, strong business to start, we started fundraising. Mm-hmm. And it was fall of 2014. We thought we needed about $500,000 to get the business off the ground. And that would have gone to a very early small team, preliminary branding, setting up the relationship with our manufacturer, designing and producing the packaging and building a website. And so we just started pitching people. We went through our network. We found angel investors, you know, people who invested $10,000, $20,000 checks, mm-hmm. and started meeting with them. And we made a pitch deck. And, you know, at first it was a little slow. We had never pitched a startup. Neither of our backgrounds was fundraising. And so the first few meetings were pretty interesting. And we learned what questions investors would have and what were the things, you know, that were most compelling about our business from an investor perspective and how to really share with them the brand in the absence of having a product in our hand or a brand to show them. It was really right. just what was in our heads.
Yeah, an idea.
It was just an idea. And the more and more people we met with, the more our pitch got tight, the more we found the right people who would be the right partners and supporters for us. And the money started flowing in. And we actually, over the course of 8 or 10 weeks, ended up raising $1.2 million in our first fundraise.
Wow.
You know, just based on that momentum and being able to sell the brand really before we had anything to show for ourselves.
Was it really hard to reach more of the male investors, or just because obviously they don't use tampons, or were they pretty open to the idea and like the need for this in the market?
So they were really open to it. A majority of people we met with were men. And, you know, looking at our list of early fundraisers, it was predominantly men, though we did have a handful of women. We spent a lot of time educating. We didn't face a lot of, you know, bias against periods or tampons. Everyone we talked to simply didn't have, you know, a lot of understanding of the yeah. market. There aren't a lot of products. It's not a topic that gets talked about. It's not Definitely. Really feminine care. Hygiene isn't really a conversation over coffee. And a lot of men had, you know, never talked about it with their girlfriends, their wives, their daughters, their mothers. And so we were the first people to ever really have that conversation with them. And mm-hmm. It was pretty empowering and fun. And, you know, we got to really educate the investor community and show them the need. And then there was just a lot of excitement because there's no question that this is an enormous market with Definitely. A huge need for natural products and good branding.
Right. And did either of you guys have business backgrounds or go to business school or anything of that nature?
Yeah, we both went to business school. So I was finishing up I finished at Columbia in the spring of 2014 and then kind of dove right into building the company. Alex went to Wharton, graduated in 2011, worked as a consultant, then worked in ad tech, and then we met up and started working on this together.
Cool. Amazing. So awesome. The business background definitely helped, you think, for sure. But
I think it was helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners, like, I think it, even if you don't have a business background, I think that the proof of Lola as a concept in itself, like what you were saying, you didn't necessarily have, like, there was no proof of the product. It was just an idea. So I think even without your business degrees from two incredible schools, I think you guys still would have had a really, like, viable, good product because it's something that people really need.
Totally. And we had both the qualitative data around that, like, you know, talking to our friends,
right.
you know, having quotes of women saying, you know, what what do you mean? I don't know what's in my product. What do you mean it's not cotton? And then also the market data, you know, that we could get from, you know, big research companies who had done, you know, a lot of digging into how big the market was, where, you know, what were the different segments, you know, who were we going after? Who were we not going after initially? You know, obviously we're trying to build this brand for all women. And that's also why, you know, the branding's really simple. It's really clean. You know, we have a personality, but also trying to be kind of inclusive of everybody and everybody's needs.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's a great term you just said, inclusive, because I feel like the branding is, it doesn't like when you see the pink tampon box and you're just like, that's so not me. It's like, this is very inviting. It's not at all like, I'm not this woman, or, you know what I mean? Doesn't categorize you in a specific place, which I think is great.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's time to explore.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that,
everybody? I feel great. I always feel great about it.
Listeners, I hope that you feel great about it too.
And today we are discussing, I guess, you know, sex or hooking up with, you know, your significant other when it's that time of the month.
Or a stranger. Or hooking up for the first time with someone when it's your period. Because I think that's more awkward than your partner.
You know, I think it can all be awkward depending on who you are. If it's me, it's always awkward no matter who the person is.
I think it's always funny when you're like getting, when you're fooling around with somebody on your period, because Lo was talking about how she read this article last year about guys that are bloodhounds that love hooking up with girls on their periods.
The term bloodhounds in relation to this conversation just really gives me
It was the term that they used to call them.
It was like a huge article. I think it was in New York Magazine, and it was like lengthy and had all these interviews, and it was very detailed.
Was it like Thomas 26?
Yes.
Like, it loves doing this. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, he like loves to, you know, like pull out my bloody tampon.
Oh my God.
Down on me for an hour. I was like, whoa, that is crazy.
That is crazy. Wait, I want to know, first of all, is sex on your period okay? Do you, as period, I'm looking at you guys as period gurus because you guys are.
Yes.
Great. I think that some people don't know. I think that some women are like, oh my God, I have my period. Does this mean that my vagina is literally closed? Can I not let anything go in there, out there?
I would say don't have sex on your period with a tampon inside of you. That seems crazy.
Yeah.
Then it will get, you know, very shoved up there.
You can't do that. You got to take it out.
Yeah, just that's a note for anyone.
Two things can't be in there at once. Two things can't be in there at once.
Yeah, the funny thing for us is, you know, we now have a blog, and sex on your period is definitely going to be a topic on the blog, and we've started talking to women to find out how they feel about having sex when they have their period, and everybody has, like, very strict rules. Most people say, oh my God, of course I have sex on my period, or no, I would never have sex on my period, or yes, I would, but not day one, and day two only on a towel, and day three blah blah blah, and like everybody has these very strong opinions.
Crazy.
I think it's so much of it is those rules have come from personal experience.
You know? I am a huge proponent of people just having sex whenever they want to have sex, and I will have sex on my period, but I don't like to like lay a towel down, and that makes me feel, someone's like, oh, just throw a towel down. I feel like a dog, like a wet dog or something like that.
Yeah, there's it really loses all like romantic anything when you, if there's like a towel involved.
So I just have sex in the shower a lot on my period, or I just have sex in my period and then I'm like, well, go wash your dick off. And that's just that.
I don't know. I use a towel because my sheets are really, they're white. Like, I don't want to fuck up my bed.
Definitely do not want to fuck up the bed, but also could have sex, like, standing.
Yeah, but, like,
that's a lot of work. I know.
It's true. Like, I'm already bleeding. Like,
for my flow, it's like, put a tarp down.
Yeah, like, I don't want to do acrobatics.
I know. It's true.
Having my period.
It's true.
You don't want to become one of the women outside of on a tampon box.
Yeah. I think that all of us can agree that if you have your period, and it is, like, it shouldn't be embarrassing. We're all women. And if a guy is hooking up with you, they should fucking hope you get your period. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you hook up with a guy and you need to tell him that you have your period, if any man is like, ugh,
they should be lucky.
Yeah.
They should feel lucky, and like, they want a prize.
You should feel lucky that you feel comfortable enough with them to actually hook up with them while you're...
Also, you're hooking up with a fertile, beautiful woman.
You know, it's so funny too, because if it were reversed, like, men would like brag about it. Like yeah. they would be like, oh yeah, well you caught me at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny. I've talked to some guys and they are uncomfortable with it because visually they feel like if they look down, they think that like the blood is gives like them the sense that they're like hurting you. And they yeah. know cognitively that that's not the case, but they don't know for sure because they've never had a period. They don't have a vagina and they don't know what it is to like be a woman and to have the experience. And so it freaks them out.
It can be visually distracting.
I mean, the worst is when you're hooking up with someone and it's like right before you get your period. And then like while you're right when you're done having sex, this has happened to me at least. I like look down and it's like, oh my God, what? And I got my period whilst we were having sex. And it was like a miniature massacre. It looked like it occurred down there, but it was fine. It's just, then you look at the guy and you're just like, oops.
Sorry.
Guess I'm not pregnant.
It's like my favorite. I love that scene in Sex and the City when like Samantha thinks that she's no longer getting her period.
Oh, yeah.
And then such she hooks scene. Up with this guy and then there's like blood everywhere. That she's like,
yes! Guy.
Like so excited.
She's having
like,
sex with an old guy, yeah, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The guy in her like, building.
That she thought old, she was old. Weird guy. Right up.
And so she like then, and then she gets her period and she's like so happy and he's like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, that is so
That
so
being
funny.
Said, if you have your period and you're not on birth control and you think that it's okay to have unprotected sex and you won't get pregnant, that is not true. So you should wear
it up always.
Yeah,
guys.
Use a condom even with your period. I remember being in high school and girls were like, well, you don't need to use condoms when you have your period because you can't get pregnant. No, you can get pregnant in your fucking sleep for all I know. So just use
you
a condom.
You can get pregnant all the time.
Yeah, you even can sneeze and get
if you're
pregnant.
Standing, you can get pregnant.
Mary got pregnant through immaculate conception.
There you
y'all.
Go.
You can get pregnant when you have your period.
It is true. I think a lot of people think these crazy things. Also, question, does your period stop in water? Remember that one?
What?
I never heard that
yeah.
one.
Thank
you.
That's
about?
A good blog question.
What do you mean? Well, does it
we'll
stop
do
in water?
Is there like used to be? Yeah, there was this thing. I don't know. At summer camp, it was a big deal. If you like, because you know, you're like 13, 14, 15, first
21.
Years. Yeah, 21, getting your period for the first time. And you're like in, you know, a shitty bathing suit, jumping into a lake with boys and girls. And I remember all these girls were like, oh, don't worry, your period stops when you're in the water. And I don't think that's
I don't
true.
Think so.
I never I'm heard pretty, that. And we grew up at the beach.
Yeah, I'm pretty
that's
sure
so
your
crazy.
Tampon just gets full of water.
I heard that. But
and
like,
then
we went to like Jewish summer
everywhere.
Camp. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's summer yeah, camp no. in Canada, you know.
It could also have been something where, I mean, a lot of the women we talk to, like the first time they use a tampon is at camp.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like they're wearing pads and then like there are all these stories of like them in the bathroom and like their whole bunk is like right outside the stall being like, you can do it. Like
yeah.
put the tampon in.
That's wait, you so guys, funny. I just typed in does my period in Google and the first hit is does my period stop in water?
Oh my God.
So what's
that's
the answer?
Crazy.
The answer.
No.
What? Stop the answer is
the internet,
your period,
the internet knows.
Your period doesn't slow down or stop in water. It just may not flow outside the vagina because of the counter pressure of the water. So Dr. Nakutola, whoever that is. When you're in the bathtub or the shower, your period does not stop in bold letters. And it is no different than being in the swimming pool or in the ocean.
I mean, I could have
so
told
just
you
like
that.
If you're on your period, use a tampon, an organic tampon.
Cool. You guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think it's time for a little lady lovin' from
yes.
our two beautiful and smart and talented guests.
Who did you guys choose? Who is the lady that you love and admire and that means so much to you?
You can each do one, or you could just do one.
And they can be dead or alive.
Can be combined.
Ooh, dead or alive?
Yeah, dead
anybody.
Or alive.
Anybody.
What have been some dead women that you guys have loved?
I mean,
I think we're really into people that are living.
What a question.
So we haven't really chose.
We've done so
we've
many
done
episodes.
Some dead women.
We've
done so
Cleopatra.
Many
Cleopatra.
Episodes.
I think so. Cleopatra is amazing.
Yeah. I don't even know if we've done
I don't
done
know if we've
dead
done
dead
any woman, dead
but ladies. But we love all dead women.
Too. Yeah, we do. We love women dead and alive. We do.
There's not a woman
they all
we
had
don't
periods.
Love. Yeah, we love everyone.
You guys, when you die, you still get your period.
Well, so Alex said something amazing yesterday, a really fun fact. Apparently when you die, you poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did everybody know that?
Yeah. I mean, apparently I wasn't sure that your period didn't stop if you were in water or not, so it's okay.
I know everything, amazing. And I know that too.
I'm pretty sure when you die, like, all of your muscles, like, relax or contract, yeah. And so it's like your body, it, like, gets rid of all the excrement in it. It, like, pees, it shits, it, like, you know.
All it's crazy. And your toes curl up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Immediately?
I don't know why we're talking
okay,
about
so
death.
Okay, so anyway.
Let's go back to what, our Lady
Let's Levin.
Let's go back to Lady yeah. Levin.
So we picked Diane von Furstenberg.
Oh, good one. I love her.
She's a boss.
She, we actually had the pleasure of meeting her, and we're just, like, blown away by, I mean, aside from the fact that she's built this, like, unbelievable business, she, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, she was, like, really a pioneer in fashion. Like, she was one of the only women who truly owned her brand. The wrap dress, like, iconic. But she's also just, like, a huge proponent of, like, supporting other women. You know, she's always about, like, making you feel good and powerful and strong. And so, I don't know, just, like, love her.
That's awesome. Great. She's a great lady love.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I am so happy that we had this whole conversation about tampons and periods, because we love tampons and periods.
And I love that you guys are going to start a blog with all that information, because I feel like a lot of women would love to read all about that.
Yeah. Where can our listeners find you? Where can they find Lola? Where can they find all this lovely information?
So you can find us at mylola.com. And our blog went up a couple months ago. It's called The Broadcast, and you can just link to it at the top of the blog, at the top of the website.
Amazing. Awesome. And then also, like we mentioned before, there is a discount code.
60% off. I believe the promo code is Lovin, L-O-V-I-N.
It's Lady Lovin.
It's Lady Lovin, L-O-V-I-N.
This Lady is Lovin. So fun. Everybody, get Lola tampons. This is so important for your vagina and for your life and for health. Like the ease of just having tampons and a period at your door. That's like a dream, waking up and like not gaining weight from eating carbohydrates and then just having tampons be at my door is literally like my dream.
Those two things.
Yeah, and then never getting random pimples on my neck
three
when I have
things.
My period.
Wow.
It's true.
Looks
cool.
Like we have other things to work on.
Women, don't be embarrassed if you have your period. Carry that fucking tampon to the bathroom loud and proud and remind all these people.
Put it on a gold chain. Wear it like
yeah,
a necklace.
Wear it around your neck.
How about rock out with your tampon string out.
Yeah, exactly. Show the world your tampon string. You're at the beach, whip your string out. You
know? All right. That's enough of that. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure
yes,
having you guys.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Thanks for the tampons, too.
All right, guys. We will check in with you next week.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.